Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Yes, you can say I got
what I deserve. Good morning.
Welcome to the show.
Is it Friday yet?
Not yet! Not yet!
Well then, what is it?
What is it, then?
Hump day!
It's Wednesday! It's Wednesday!
Wednesday!
Yeah, Wednesday! Yeah.
But halfway there.
Ooh, Wednesday? Wednesday's tough.
Too much talking!
Calm down, people. We still have work to do.
It's showtime!
It is hump day. Here we go. In case you missed it, Annie just went, ugh.
Oh, I'm happy to be here, don't get me wrong, but I could use a strong coffee this morning.
I did have a strong coffee this morning. I used my K-Cup machine at home, which I don't use very often, but I'm out of my bag coffee that I like. So I keep on the standby, the cups in the little drawer underneath the machine. So I made it, and it seems to make it stronger. So yeah, it was stout.
There is a God. I looked right in front of my little thing, thought I didn't have any.
K-Cup!
One K-Cup left, and I know I got just a splash of creamer back there. It's going to be a good day, Dale.
It's going to be good. We may as well get this thing started here. I had probably the worst night last night. I had the most horrible dream.
Oh, no.
Again, this was...
We got to unpack it.
It was disturbing.
Ooh.
It's a TV movie. It's awful.
No.
It's awful.
I know I'm probably better off on my
bed. Wake up with the Wolf Show, 6:07. Do you really want to unpack this dream? Do you really want to see what's going on with this thing? I'm telling you right now, I don't know what's wrong with me. I very seldom anymore have like pleasant dreams.
Mm-hmm.
They're disturbing dreams. Last night was a long night. It was so bad, I woke up, and I still wasn't sure it wasn't real. And I had to just like get up out of bed and just walk into the living room. And it's like so crazy. Quickly, I was on this some kind of trip with three grown sons of my friends. And I don't know why we were on this trip, okay?
Okay.
So we're on this trip, and we're in our sleeping arrangement is some kind of dorm barracks type situation. You know, where you're all in the same room. It's a big room. So we're in the room, and everybody decides to go to bed. And then after everybody's asleep, somebody charges into the room like this. They burst in, and they're like trying to kill all of us.
Oh gosh!
So you know, I'm up. I'm fighting these two guys off, and they end up shooting one of these guys.
Oh my gosh.
And kills them. And this is all seeming so real to me.
I hate a graphic dream.
Ultra graphic. I mean, it's like Technicolor. It is like so real, I can't even believe it. And it's one, I forgot at what point that I woke up. I remember being so disturbed. I'm like, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? What is this, you know?
And you're not the kind of guy who's like, what are we going to do? You're like the kind of guy who's like, I'm about to pop back.
Yeah. So anyway, evidently what I was able to fight these cats off, but not before they did that. And I'm talking to these other two guys, and it's like, you know, trying to rouse the other one up and realizing that he's not going to wake up.
Yeah.
I mean,
poor Dale.
It was awful.
You need to go to therapy or something for that.
You think? It was awful. I mean, you know what I'm talking about when you have a dream like that where it seems so real that it takes you a few minutes to realize. I mean, I was awake and still not sure it wasn't real. Or I thought I was awake.
I was like me the other day, not to that same capacity, but the one where I woke up from the nap and I was like, we're late. We've overslept. It's Thursday at 4 o'clock. And Danny's like, right, it's Thursday at 4. We've missed everything.
4 o'clock p.m.
But he's like, no, you're telling me the right day and time. And in my mind, I was reading Friday at 4 p.m. And I'm like, oh, my God, we slept through work. Frank didn't go to
the
school.
The whole day. Well, when you're that tired, you know what that means? That means your body knew it had to get some rest. And your body said, hey, I'm shutting down.
No doubt. And the fact that I woke up and I was just like in a trance. I didn't know where I was, what day it was, obviously.
Telling you right now. All right. Time to get up. Good morning to you. Thanks for having on the Wake Up with the Wolf show. Give you a new country song now from Morgan Wallen and Eric Church. Man Made a Bar on the Wake Up with the Wolf show.
I sat down on a bar stool.
Wake Up with the Wolf show, 6:22, and Annie's got some things to tell you about. Brought in this morning and said, I got some dish. So let's hear what you got.
So basically, this is something that's been breaking the internet. And I've kind of been combing over it a couple of days. And I said, I got to share this with the world. Trader Joe's has started selling these mini tote bags. Now, leave it to Trader Joe's. If you don't shop there a lot, there are people who make a ton of things into mini things. And I don't know why. That's their little shtick. But they made a mini tote bag. They were selling them for $2.99. They went so viral, so wildly popular, that they're selling on eBay now for $1,000.
People, stop.
Oh, yeah. And so basically, it's it's little bags sold in navy green, red, and yellow for $2.99. They're ideal for like a smaller shopping trip. And someone even said, here's all I can fit in there, right? So Trader Joe says it can contain a dozen apples or a small paperback paired with a cheese and a baguette. But there's someone who said she could fit her iPad, a set of AirPod Maxes, a cosmetics pouch, a water bottle, a wallet, and more. So it's pretty roomy. It doesn't look that mini in the pictures, but it's just the fact that these just literally went so crazy that something for $3 is selling for $1,000, and there's nothing. There's nothing here I would go and even buy that for $3 for. You should see Dale.
All, everything's bigger in pictures. You ever notice on Amazon when you order something, you think and you come, well, this is so little. I don't know. I'm going to return this. And why in God's name would you? I mean, it's just another bag. What's this bag made of, Annie?
Canvas. It's a canvas tote bag, Dale.
So it's like those shopping bags, the larger ones you buy to put your stuff in and reuse.
So the bottom is a color. The rest of it is cream, except for like where the straps connect all the way up, matches the same color on the bottom. And then it just has Trader Joe's logo in the middle. They're, in my opinion, they're ugly. They're ugly.
Are they logoed in any way?
Just the Trader Joe's logo on the front. I'll turn around. There's nothing special here, in my opinion.
I understand. And what did you say they're selling for online now?
They're going on eBay for $1,000, Dale. Look at that.
Yeah, it's nuts.
Nothing.
There is nothing special about that whatsoever. People are out of their mind. They've lost their rocker, man. It's ridiculous.
I ain't trying to be mean, but y'all know y'all could go to Goodwill and buy a canvas tote, right?
It's like something you'd buy at the beach at Wings.
I mean, it's nothing, you know, and people are like, people are commenting. Someone said, I need a banana for reference. I need to know how big this bag is.
Right, I need to check
and
it out.
And I do. Someone put their hand next to it. I got to see how big this bag is.
But I just don't, those bags are a dime a dozen anywhere you go. Those are, I mean, I don't get it, man.
So people are clamoring to see if Trader Joe's is going to have them in stock or when they're restocking them.
Of course they'll get them back. But
they
want
every color.
Here's a problem with Trader Joe's. It seems like they never have enough of any particular item. It seems like anything you want that you desire from Trader Joe's, no matter what it is, They don't have it when you get there. Well, I'm sorry we're sold out. I'm sorry we're not, the season's over. They told me that one time on pretzels, peppermint pretzels. I go in there. It's shortly after Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
This is a holiday item. Oh, we're not going to order any more of them. That's over. What? It's a week after Thanksgiving. It's not even Christmas yet. And this is a Christmas item and you're not ordering anymore? No.
If you're dying to get your hands on these totes, which I don't think anybody at 6:26 a.m. in the Triad area is on this kick yet. But if you're dying to be a part of this, you want any of the four colors. The grocery store says it has more mini totes coming in late summer.
See what I mean? Late summer. Why does it take that long?
I
guess they just got caught with their pants down and thought, man, we stumbled onto something here and we don't have any more made.
I don't get the viralness of it. I just don't. Like, I like Trader Joe's, not as much as the next person, but I like it. But you ain't going to catch me clamoring over that.
Oh, anyway.
Now, the beef and broccoli in the frozen section. Absolutely.
Yeah. It's good stuff, but come on. If you're really dying for it and you want to drop a dime, get on the internet and get you one off the eBay. I'm sure they can help you out.
Sitting out here on the hood of the...
Ooh, 6:38. Good morning to you. The Ranch Roundup is underway. This is the Wake Up with a Wolf show. And every year, we look for the best ranch dressing in the Triad. And who decides that? You do. You decide by nominating your favorite. And then we have a voting process where we award the winner and where they get a beautiful plaque. It's made of genuine plastic and fake wood. It's really nice. So how many do you think we have? Just estimate right now.
Dale, I put up a post last night from the restaurant I was in.
Saw it. Looked delicious. Wanted some.
So many people dropped even more restaurant recommendations.
I noticed you didn't invite me out.
It was a birthday dinner. Oh, sorry, you weren't invited.
Okay.
What, my birthday?
if it was your birthday, I would be hurt.
I'm sure T-Dale would have loved to have D-Dale there, for sure. Anyways, could not believe how many people dropped new ones. I've got to add them to the list. Currently, I've got like two notebook pages full.
Yeah, last year, we're gonna surpass the total number we had initially last year, which was around 80 nominations last year. Now, be aware, if you're new to the show or new to this little thing, we, on Monday, we're calling it Make the Cut Monday. We will draw 16 places out to be in the first round of voting.
I just want you to know that this is a college-ruled notebook that I'm writing every single one of these in.
Mm-hmm.
Two full
pages. There's a lot of lines on college-ruled notebook.
There is, and I haven't missed a spot. And I have not checked to what I need to add to the list from the post last night. I cannot believe how many people have nominated. It's going to be really... We're not even going to touch even a minuscule amount of them when we go to draw these names next week.
Is today the day that we reveal our nomination?
Today's the day I reveal mine. I don't know about you, but I'm definitely revealing mine today.
We should just both do it today, or do you want to wait till tomorrow?
I don't care.
Okay.
You decide.
All
big right. Dramatic effect. It's up to you.
I've already decided on what my nominee. We allow ourselves one nomination. And again, that doesn't mean it'll make the cut.
No.
Because it goes into the random drawing like everyone else's does on Make the Cut Monday, when we draw out the 16 sort of semifinalists to be voted on that week.
And if you don't get the ranch hype, what you doing in North Carolina?
You in the wrong spot, baby. Ranch Roundup. Find out more at 931wolfcountry.com. Mm-hmm. Nominate your favorite. If you own the place, you can still nominate. If you work there, you can still nominate. Come on.
It's been a downpour beating on the
Wake Up with the Wolf Show, 6:52. It's today's top three.
I tell you what, there are some emus on the loose in Puff Town. Sometimes there's things I'm like, you just can't make this up, and things I didn't even think I wanted to talk about. But yes, emus are on the loose. Basically, there's some people reporting some sightings of said emus. Okay, anyways, Puff Town area, there's not just one, but multiple, according to the Forsyth County Sheriff's Office, and they're harmless to humans, so don't worry if you do see them.
Is it Limu Emu?
It might be the Limu Emu.
Limu Emu and Dove.
Yeah, Liberty, Liberty, Liberty. The Sheriff's Office said that the owner's responsible for returning them to their home. I don't know what that means. It's all this article says to me. But I wanted to let you know, if you saw them, they're large, they're flightless, they're similar to an ostrich, they're ugly. They are the second largest living bird, and they're harmless to humans, so do not be afraid.
The pterodactyl!
They are scary looking in the face, though.
Yeah.
They do look like they're going to peck your face off.
Lemu, emu.
Just thought that was funny. Thought I'd share that.
It is odd.
So, just when you thought Stanley was done with cups, or like being the thing, they decide they're like, we're going to drop our first ever apparel collection. So, clothes.
Ooh.
And it's getting a lot of attention. So if you're a diehard Stanley fan, I mean, so much that you've got color coordinating tumblers with your outfits.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
This is the announcement for you. They're, you know, they've been selling water bottles and thermoses and like lunch boxes and camping gear, all that kind of stuff for so long.
About 100 years.
And now that Stanley fans can really wear their love for their water bottles on their sleeves, literally.
And how's that work?
They've got t-shirts, hoodies, hats. All branded for kids, adults, all the like. There's plenty for you. If you are a Stanley fan, go to their website and shop now.
All right.
You can wear it and rock it out.
Cool.
And I thought this was really sweet, too. A lot of people are banding together. There's a big one-night concert for Jimmy Buffett. It's a whole tribute concert for him. And there's so many fans here. It's happening April 11th at the Hollywood Bowl in Los Angeles. But the coolest part is so many people are coming together for it. Paul McCartney, the Eagles. I'm a huge Eagles fan. John Bon Jovi, Zach Brown, Brandi Carlile, Kenny Chesney, Eric Church, Sheryl Crow, Jack Johnson. I mean, it just goes on and on and on and on and on. So many country artists there coming out to keep the party going. And that's what it's called, a tribute to Jimmy Buffett.
So tickets, $3,000.
Probably. I wasn't saying this so people could go. I was just kind of saying because I thought it was cool. I thought it was really cool of them to do and honor such a legend. And all these people coming together to honor such a legend. So, yeah.
Nice.
Watch out for them emus over there in Pofftown.
Yeah, emus in Pofftown. And parrot heads at the Hollywood Bowl.
If someone has more information on the emu thing, can you call us 799-WOLF, please?
Way up in the mountains, 4,000 feet.
Woo! Wake up the Wolf Show. Yeehaw, 703. Hello, Brian. Annie Camp. It's Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Ranch Roundup is underway, and it is time for Annie to reveal her nomination in the Ranch Roundup. I will do it tomorrow at 7:05. It's 7:04. It's close enough.
So you are ready for the dramatic effect.
I am ready to hear what you've got, because you had a number of different ones that you were pondering, and you weren't sure which direction you were going to go, because, first of all, for those of you who don't know, Annie's a huge ranch fan and a huge ranch snob.
I will absolutely tell somebody to just go ahead and bring me two or three of those cups. I don't play. If I'm going to dip, we going to dip, baby. When I dip, you dip, we dip.
Yeah, and it's one of these things that she's very serious about.
I am. I'm passion is the word.
Yeah, you're passionate about it. There's no question.
I was a ranch dipper before ranch dipping was popular. I was
she
the one asking
dipping.
This.
Time. When dipping wasn't cool.
Is that a song?
See what I did? It's country. When country wasn't cool. Barbara Mandrill.
Anyways, I kind of let it slip last night, but I couldn't help myself. I had to shout it from the rooftops about how dang good that ranch was.
Well, you had like four containers of it stacked.
Well, that
up
was, and honestly, it was hilarious because we were putting stuff in boxes to go home last night, and we had all these extra ranches at the table from where everybody had asked for so much, and Diddy's like, oh no, stack them up. They're coming home with us.
I saw it and I thought, dang, she's gone crazy over there.
Gone ranching. So, yes, if you haven't been on Facebook, you didn't see it last night. My choice is Ronnie's Restaurant in Clemens. And I am paying homage to my childhood this year because the Ronnie's in Kernersville closed down so many years ago. It's something about that corner of Kernersville, because that's right where Don Juan's now sits.
Mm-hmm.
There's something about that corner, because you know Don Juan's is my spot.
I know it is.
There's something about
she's
that corner.
She's attracted not only because of the business, but she's geographically drawn.
I guess so. So anyways, yes, Ronnie's Restaurant. I grew up eating Ronnie's, the pizza, the wings, playing in the game room in Kernersville. And so I didn't even realize until a couple years ago that there was a Ronnie's in Clemens. So now my poor husband, he knows if we're getting wings, the only ones I'm eating are coming from Ronnie's.
All right.
And I did eat me some last night.
Okay, so there it is. That's Ronnie's. Officially her nomination. And again, it's no guarantee that it'll be within the 16 that we'll choose on Monday, on Make the Cut Monday. Everything goes in a hat. We'll start 16. We'll start the first round of voting right at that time. So if you want to nominate somebody, please do it. You can call us, too, right here. We're sitting here. 799-WOLF. Do it through the Facebook page. It's pinned to the top there. You can click it, and it'll take you to where you can nominate, too.
Simple as my mama on fire.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Luke, I'm not ready for you yet.
Not ready
for
you.
I'll be honest with you. We'll get to you later, though, promise. Don't get mad at us. I want to mention here real quickly, this whole thing, this weird set of circumstances around Kate Middleton.
I knew you were going to do Weird Wednesday. Oh, my gosh.
It is. It's weird because here a while back, everybody starts wondering, what has happened to Kate Middleton? You don't see her anymore. You don't hear from her. And she was always going out making appearances. She loves being around kids. There's always some cute little boy giving her flowers, and she's being real sweet with him and all that kind of stuff. And she just vanished. Then later it became known that she had had some surgery that she had scheduled. And, you know, in the royal family, it's like, you know, it's they don't like saying anything about it. About anything. You can't have this whole never complain, never explain situation when social media is so prevalent. So everybody's all over where she's at. And then a photograph appeared of her with her children, all of whom are adorable, by the way. And everybody's going, that picture of her looks awfully familiar. That facial shot looks awfully familiar. Well, it was. All these people got on the internet, particularly photographers, saying this has been superimposed. This is from another photo.
See, I think it's funny you say that because all the ones I've seen, photographers are circling other areas, and her face isn't even one of them.
Well, they're the experts. It's like, you know, the ordinary guy is going to go, well, that sure looks familiar. And they say that looks like the photo of her face from, you know, British Vogue or whatever magazine she was on the cover of.
There is some very, I was doing my deep dive. Okay.
So extensive research.
You know, as I do. And it was some weird, this is conspiracy theory-ish, but there were some weird things to note.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
About the editing, like her hands in the photo. One of them is blurry. Nothing else in this shot is blurry, but her hand is blurry. The one around, it's her right hand. And it's kind of weird. Her kid's shirt is distorted up there on his shoulder, right above her right hand. Then if you look at her left hand, it's perfectly fine, but there's some editing been done around it. So Charlotte's sweater is messed up, and there's no wedding ring on her hand. Mm. And that's a big wedding ring, okay? This is hard to miss.
Yeah.
Their hair, both hers and Charlotte's hair, has been messed with. It's blurry and retouched. It's just some weird things going. Her zipper isn't aligned. Lots of people really zoomed in, really did their research. Like I said, these are not just random people on TikTok. These are photographers who can notice these little quirks and things.
And anybody who's involved in photography, especially if you're doing publicity photos, magazine covers, anything else, you're going to make sure that every single detail is absolutely perfect. You're going to touch up everything. And the full photo just looked weird. And then there was speculation about whether or not it was actually doctored. No, it's not. People are just being conspiracy theorists. Well, Kate came out and said it was doctored. And she says, quote, "I wanted to express my apologies for any confusion the family photograph we shared yesterday caused." She admitted that the photo was altered. The photo that was officially released by the palace, which is a picture of her and her kids, that was intended to calm the concern and speculation about her health, but it had the absolute opposite effect. They're like, oh my gosh, something must be terribly wrong. They're having to doctor up old photos.
See, and then, like I said, I'm on the hands thing, right? And so this is where I kind of took a turn. And it's weird that one hand, a hand that appears to be Kate's real hand, is completely in focus, but the other one isn't. And basically, some people thought, okay, maybe she's not actually holding the kids. Maybe they have photos. Maybe she was messing around, decided to Photoshop that in to seem like she was. And she did say, I'm an amateur. I do like to mess around on Photoshop. And maybe she just decided, I want to look like I'm holding my babies, like I'm embracing them. It needs something. And that would explain some of the edits that were messed with, that were imperfect. And the missing wedding ring is maybe she couldn't, maybe she flipped the left hand because that's the only good shot she had. You know, whatever it is. I've manipulated some stuff messing before. And while it not be perfect, it passes for, you know, good enough. But the way the kids are surrounding her, maybe trying to put a better face on Kate, you know, maybe it wasn't the most flattering photo because she is still recovering. She might not have been able to pose with the kids other than sitting in the chair. And they try to make it be more warm and comforting in the photo.
Well, here's what happened. A bunch of news agencies decided they were going to publish the photo, including the Associated Press. They then withdrew the image because they were concerned about the digital manipulation and the problems with the picture. The picture was issued by Kensington Palace, and it was to mark Mother's Day in Britain, and was the first official photo of Kate since her abdominal surgery, which happened over 2 months ago. Then after the retraction, oh man, people went crazy. Oh, they retracted the photo. Oh my gosh, what's going on? Then Kate's PR operation went into overtime. And it's turned into a little disaster for them. And so that was what prompted Kate to make the public statement that it was an altered photo, and she apologized for any confusion that it caused.
I bet the photo was fine when they took it. And like I said, the shadows line up. Nothing seems out of sorts for anything. Everything looks really natural except for these few minor edits, which could be what she was just trying to make herself look a little better. Because if you know one thing about being a mama, getting them babies to sit still for one good photo. One good photo.
Hey, she's got the same problems you got.
We gonna make the edits, baby, instead of trying to take another one, okay?
Yeah, with no shame.
It was always hotter than the Greeks.
Wake up! The Wolf Show. Hey there, Stale O'Brien and Eddie Camp. It's Ranch Roundup time. We've started it officially now. We're almost there. We're almost ready to draw some names out of the hat and eliminate it down to 16 for the first round of voting. That'll happen on Make the Cut Monday, which is just a few days away. We are absolutely certain now that we're going to have more nominees this year than we had last year.
Already?
Yeah.
Already. And they keep rolling in. Like I said, I made a post last night announcing that Ronnie's Restaurant in Clemens is my go-to pick.
I'll announce mine at 7:05 tomorrow.
And when I posted my picture of all the delicious ranch from Ronnie's.
I saw that.
I've already started the road trip. Sorry, Dale. so many more people dropped their favorite places. Little Creek Diner, Elizabeth's Pizza in Thomasville. Now, Elizabeth's another one of those ones. It's regional-ish,
yeah,
chain-ish.
And I'm not sure that those aren't owned by different people. There's too many of them. There's a lot of Elizabeths out there.
There is a lot of Elizabeths. So we might take them location by location.
Yeah.
Goody's Grill in Winston-Salem, CJ's in Ashboro, Center Grove Grill, Summerfield, Fiesta Ranch is the bomb. I don't know what she meant by that. I have to find out more. Does Ronnie's offer a Fiesta Ranch, or is this a place? Or is that a product? Sam's Pizza, they were on, I think, last year as one of the nominees of Walnut Cove. My brother-in-law actually works there.
Interesting, there's so many pizza places, you know what I mean? Because I don't know, as a kid, I ever thought about dipping my pizza into anything.
You messed up for that one.
Maybe a little marinara sauce if I had it available. Maybe a little something, but not ranch. But now everybody dips their pizza and their crust in ranch.
I'm not going to lie. Burke Street Pizza in Winston, those slices of pizza are bigger than your head. They come with a fat side of ranch to dip in.
And is their ranch made there in the restaurant? Is it thick and delicious?
I believe so. It's delicious.
Okay. All right. You know, apparently we've had
I could talk about ranch dressing as a dip all day long.
We every year, Sir Pizza gets a lot of nominations because people like dipping that pizza in that Sir Pizza Ranch.
Triple pep,
always. Only way to go. Hey, we'd love your nomination. All you got to do is let us know. You can call us at 799-WOLF, or if you go on the Facebook page, pinned right there to the top of the page, you can click that, and that'll take you to place. We're going to eliminate it down to 16 on Make the Cut Monday, this coming Monday. Get your noms in by midnight Sunday.
I was down with the boys catching up in an...
Celebrities, the triad, celebrating their special days today. And boy, we just love celebrating your birthday with you. Speaking of celebrating, and I said something about a little entrepreneur a second ago. Waylon Carr of Ashboro.
I like him already. I love that name.
3 years old, Dale. He has his own vending machine business already.
Waylon! You're killing it out there.
He is at 3 years old. So happy birthday, buddy. Here's hoping that you get all the quarters and all of your vending machines all day long. Make you rich. Lyle Sumner of Clemens is celebrating along with Brianna Chapman of Whitsitt, Sandra Parsley of Kernersville, our girl Anna Weber of Kernersville. Happy birthday, boo. Beth Harris of Eden, Morgan Gaines of Ashboro, Rochelle Johnson of West Jefferson, Ashley Martin of High Point, Brittany Cox of Liberty, L.B. Friddle of Julian, and Carly Newsom of Thomasville, who is 17 today. And I want to wish a happy birthday to her and a good luck to the Ledford High School varsity softball team, which she's on. Good luck tonight. Go get that win, girls.
Get out there and crack that bat.
That's right. Happy birthday to you. Hope it's the best day ever, and I hope you get the win for your birthday. We'd love to celebrate your special day or somebody you know. Text us, 799-WOLF. You can also call that number or send me a DM on Facebook at 931TheWOLF. And now, just in case we missed yours,
happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
I had a call that gave me an excuse to turn this into Way Back Wednesday.
Yeah, you did.
Hey, here's some Tracy Lawrence. Time marches on. I said, why not?
Sister cries out from her baby bed.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. It's Tracy Lawrence, and time marches on. I got called and wanted to hear that one.
And I tell you what, I told Dale as soon as we started playing this, you know, we jammed to it, of course. But I said, Dale, my whole life, every time I've heard that song, I've always wondered, why is Sister calling herself a sexy grandma?
And where do you hear this?
And I told him, and I said, you know what, Dale? I looked up the lyrics.
Right.
I started rereading it, and I got it. Okay, time marches on. She starts as a child. She's a teenager, an adult, and then she's a grandma. And she's thinking she's a sexy grandma. And she probably is. And then Dale was like, oh, really? Because that's not exactly how I interpreted it.
Not at all. That is not how I interpret that at all. And here's how I interpret sexy grandma. That sisters on the internet claiming to be a sexy grandma, posting up sexy grandma pics and making money off that on the internet.
So
that's what I think.
We literally had that conversation, and then a phone call poured in while we were talking, and I started to Google while Dale was on the phone.
She's on the Google machine.
You know I am.
Worth
now,
a Google.
The source is not my favorite, but I know that it tends to be semi-accurate.
Semi-accurate. That's Wikipedia. Encouraging.
Wikipedia.
Oh, yeah. Semi-accurate at best.
Yeah, at best. The content of the song, it details various events in the lives of a married couple and their two children, starting with the children's young childhoods, moving through their adolescences and adulthoods. In the bridge, narrator observes that the only thing that stays the same is that everything changes, of course, because time marches on. By the final verse, here it is, Dale. You ready?
I'm ready.
The children have grown up and moved away. The daughter is now a grandparent. The son is on a diet to control his high cholesterol.
Yeah, aren't we all?
The mother is senile, and it says possibly Alzheimer's. And the father has died. Each verse also references various items of pop culture. So, sister was thinking, I'm a grandma, but dadgum, and I'm a sexy grandma. So we have solved that mystery for those of you who might have also wondered why sister called herself a sexy grandma. I think just listening to it, I always was stuck in the first verse when they're young. And I'm like, so why would a teenager or something call herself a sexy grandma? There's nothing wrong with it, grandma, if you're sexy, but like, I'm 31. I don't want to be a sexy grandma yet.
Probably more sexy grandmas out there than you think.
I 100% believe
it. You know it's true.
Get them, Jilfs.
Is it Jilfs or Gilfs?
Either way, it doesn't matter.
Goodbye, strong Adam.
Seven minutes away, today's top three.
So, Stanley fans, you can now wear your love for the water bottles on your sleeves. Literally. I got more coming for you next.
Hey, girl. What's up?
Three, two, one.
Are you ready?
Three.
Today's
two,
top
one,
three.
Go.
My hand hurts.
Done?
Because I have been writing down Ranch Roundup recommendations.
Ooh, it's a bunch.
It is. Okay, so I thought this was pretty cool. If you're a parrot head, this may be something you want to go to. I'm sure there's going to be a way to view this afterwards because it's so big.
You don't think they'll turn this into a at-home video release, do you?
They probably will. Yeah. April 11th at the Hollywood Bowl in L.A., Paul McCartney, the Eagles, Eric Church, just tons of names are doing a giant tribute concert for Jimmy Buffett, which I thought was really, really cool. To go along with those names, John Bon Jovi, Zac Brown, Kenny Chesney, Sheryl Crow, Jack Johnson, Caroline Jones, Jake Owen, Pitbull.
You know what? I bet they also make this available for streaming for a fee.
Probably, honestly. And tickets will go on sale this Friday the 15th at 10 a.m. specific time. I mean Pacific time.
It is a specific time in the Pacific.
Yeah. So, yes. Trying to see if there's any other information I can give you, but that's about it. I don't know. It just sounds really cool. So, if you're a big fan, it might be something you want to look into. Or we all get FOMO and watch from home.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen.
The little clips you might see.
Yeah, on the YouTube.
If you didn't know, because you're not around Pofftown, then I'm here to tell you, emus are on the loose.
Oh, my gosh.
And this ain't no joke.
It's real.
And there's not just one, but multiple. And this is all according to the Forsyth County Sheriff's Office. They say, don't worry. Emus are completely harmless. They're just big, ugly birds who look like they're going to peck your eyes out, but they won't hurt you. And the Sheriff's Office said that the owner is responsible for returning them to their home. I'm assuming that means if you're not the owner of the emu, please leave them alone and maybe report to the sheriff's office where the emu sighting was.
Emus taste like chicken.
Great. Thank you for that, caller. And last but not least, if you are a Stanley girly or a Stan man like Dale.
Yeah, sure.
You can now wear your love for Stanley on your sleeve. Literally, because they just launched an apparel line. And it's been getting a lot of attention, as you would imagine. For years, you know, they've sold the water bottles and the camping gear.
They make a thermoses. Quality product. There is no doubt about it.
They do. And you know, if you're one of those people who wanted to color match your Stanley to your outfit, well, now you can match your Stanley to your Stanley clothing.
I want to see Pookie do that.
I do. I would like to see Pookie do that, too. They have hoodies, T-shirts, some for kids and adults, hats. So.
Because you know Stanley Pookie would be looking absolutely fire.
Quintessentially Pookie. Yes. Yeah. And so, yeah, watch out for the emus. Emus are on the loose!
Watch out for the emu! There's an emu in the road. Don't hit the emus. Pure poetry. You be my honeysuckle. I'll be your honeybee. Thank you, Blake. It's 8:35. Good morning to you. It's the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. I want to talk about gambling for a second. Sports gambling is now legal in North Carolina. People are going crazy. They're betting like you wouldn't believe. I want to give you a gambling phrase that is sort of an inside phrase, but it's something that's very important. It's called the handle. Now, I don't do a lot of betting. Now, I bet on horse racing, but that's it. I don't really do anything else. And I'm not betting big bucks on horse racing, but I like doing it. The handle is the total amount of money bet by all bettors lumped together. So the handle of the specific racetrack is how much money they handled over the course of the day. And the handle for sports gambling in 2023 was $104 billion. $104 billion bet. North Carolina expects to make $70 million a year after expenses on sports betting. The revenues could exceed $100 million annually within 5 years, but there are expenses associated with that, and that's where they get the $70 to $75 million. And you're asking, where will all this money go?
Right.
What's going to happen to the money? You know, the North Carolina Education Lottery and portions, let me reemphasize, portions of that money goes to educational institutions. The money from sports betting will go to athletic departments at 13 University of North Carolina school systems, amateur and youth sporting events, and gambling addiction education and treatment programs. So that's where the money's going to go from sports betting. And are you enjoying sports betting right now? Are you doing it? Are you betting on anything? Have you got plans to be betting on the NCAA tournament?
So I was talking to Danny about this the other day, and he goes, well, honey, I just want you to know, I went ahead and placed my first bet. And I was like, oh, my. Are you serious? Really? He said, yeah, but I already had $35 on there from where I was, where I did something else a couple months ago. So he literally said, so girl math. I said, you're right, baby. You're right. You didn't spend our current money. You spent old money of ours. Good for you.
All right. Like that old money. Like that money was laying around. Like the $5 you find in the pocket when the wintertime comes and you get out your coat.
Or like when I go to Style Encore and I spend $100, but I pay $40 in cash. So it looks like I only spent $60. I'm like, honey, I got all this for $60.
Look at this deal I got.
Look at the deal
that's
I
awesome.
Got. Yeah.
I feel like a little Wednesday song.
A little
juice to turn you loose. Everybody knows the words to this one. You know how to sing along. Here's Vince, one more last chance on the Wolf.
She was standing at the front door, and I kicked what I deserve.
There goes the whip and the Western music. That means it's Ranch Roundup time on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien and Annie Camp here. Annie revealed her nomination this morning at 7:05. Annie, your nomination for the Ranch Roundup this year was...
Ronnie's Restaurant in Clemens.
All right, Ronnie's Restaurant in Clemens. She was over there for a party, had a whole stack of ranch cups, whole stack of them.
I love it so much.
All right, you can nominate your favorite spot. Again, if it's okay to do it, if you work there, if you own the place, it doesn't matter. There are no restrictions in that regard. In fact, the only restriction right now is the fact that Tucker's Grill is not eligible to be nominated because they were the winner last year.
And there is kind of one more restriction, is that it has to be local, regionally owned, like a East Coast Wings type situation chain.
Yeah, don't throw out Arby's.
Oh, people have been saying Outback, and I'm like, no. Can't no Outback, sorry.
So I'll be giving my nomination at 7:05 tomorrow morning, but we're waiting for yours now. 799-WOLF, you can call us, or there's a little thing pinned to the top of the Facebook page that you can click and make your nomination to.
I have moved on to an entire new notebook sheet of paper, and it's already got six of them. There's a new place in Winston-Salem I've been dying to try, and someone nominated this place for their ranch. Bully's Bar and Grill. It's where the old Ted's used to be, Ted's Kickin' Chicken. It's now reopened as Bully's Bar and Grill, and I heard that they have fantastic ranch. Also, Mario's Pizza High Point. First time ever, Foothills Brewery of Winston-Salem is on here. I've never eaten at Foothills. You hear all about it all the time.
Me neither.
Rick's in Denton and the Golden Waffle in Ashboro are some of the ones that just got added to the list today.
Wow, the Golden Waffle. That seems like an unusual place to have some ranch bread.
Sounds like a fancy Waffle House. And the fact that they have ranch makes me wonder what else is on that delicious menu at the Golden Waffle.
Probably some delicious diner type food.
We're going to really have to explore and expand our horizons here on the Ranch Roundup road trips.
Yes, we are. We'll be going on one of those very soon. Here again, the Ranch Roundup. Here's how it works. This week, we're taking nominations. Monday is Make the Cut Monday. We will put all the nominations into a hat, literally, and draw out 16 for the first round of voting, which happens next week. Your nominations need to be in by midnight this Sunday. And Monday, we announce the finalists, the first of the 16, actually the final 16 from all the nominations for the first round of voting. So you need to get them in. And we'll vote all week, and then we'll eliminate it down again, and then we'll get to the champion.
There is easy ways to get them in. Text, call 799-WOLF, or go to our Facebook page, pin at the top. You'll see the Ranch Roundup post. Just drop the name there.
Cody Johnson now, the painter, to start your work day on Wednesday.
She talks about the future like she's flipping.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. We out. Katie's coming in next. Tomorrow, more of your nominations. Get your noms in for the Ranch Roundup by midnight on Sunday.
Plus, the Daily Dish, where we're talking about a restaurant giving a female a smaller portion. And people are quite literally popping off.
Yeah, I wouldn't like that either, because what she didn't eat, I would usually eat. You know what I'm saying?
And for the price they were paying, honey.
Ooh, pricey spot, huh?
Uh-huh.
You game tomorrow, too. Name that baby. I'm going to play that coming up tomorrow, too.
Got a baby in a bar.
In a bar. Look at you. Say goodbye, Annie.
Goodbye, Annie.
Leaving you with a little Eric Church music. Smoke a little smoke. See you tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show on the Wolf.
Turn a wolf up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.